producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
Change after the hour, Doug Steffens' Good Day program.
Everything's all right, Dudley. Dudley just had a couple of minutes, so yeah.
Trying to catch up.
A little meltdown on the old technical side of things. So,
but you're hearing it's all good. So,
yes, I am hearing, and it is all good. All right, so let's see where we are here in terms of our reality. The Saudis, the Russians, by the way, it's Rich McFadden, Kara Schillen. My friends are here on the Good Day program with you and all the rest of this gang of millions that listen to this program every week for a conversation about what's going on in the world. So the Saudis, the Russians, the Venezuelans have said that they will not, I tell you, we will not increase our prices.
Yet.
So long as other major producers follow suit, this is the first coordinated move to boost oil prices. So what does this all mean to you? Countries are calling for a freeze in output so the price will go up. And now, what happened? Oil prices dipped to new 12-year lows at the end of the week and over the weekend. Potential production cuts helping the oil folks who are commodity traders regain some of the losses at the end of the week. West Texas Intermediate, which is the benchmark crude oil price, was off about 5%, $26.24 at the end of trading last week, and then has gone up now to over $27 as we begin the week. If you watch this stuff, this sort of thing is a Wall Street Journal thing. Energy Minister for the United Arab Emirates said that OPEC members are now willing to cooperate, i.e., the Saudis, the Russians, the Venezuelans, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera.
After getting their behinds handed to them for the last year.
Yeah. 2 weeks ago, oil surged briefly after the Russians said that OPEC and Russia are going to meet this month to figure out how to cut production. That has not happened yet. In fact, OPEC increased production last month by 280,000 barrels a day to 33 million barrels a day. Do you understand what those numbers mean, how much oil that is, what's coming out of the ground?
That's amazing.
I was talking earlier today about the fossil fuel production and how it started when the Earth was hit by that meteor 70 million years ago, and everything that was alive died. Everything. So the Earth was covered with a dust that created not only my question as I thought about it was, as we are told in science, that fossil fuels came from the decomposition of the dinosaurs and other things that were alive, carbon-based everything, trees, whatever foliage there was, everything died on the Earth and was covered by the dust that came about as a result of that meteor that hit the planet.
And that dust is what we're burning today in our car?
Well, it's not the dust. It's the results of the dust covering up all of these plants and animals that decomposed and supposedly created oil. But I'm using my imagination now. Think about this. We have what seems to be an inexhaustible supply of oil. There are people who said, well, it'll be all gone by 2040,
right.
It'll be gone by 2050, be gone by 2060, but they keep pumping it out of the ground, and there doesn't seem to be any, we keep finding more and more of it all over the place. And by the way, what you don't know is that a lot of the movement of the plates that causes earthquakes comes from this stuff being sucked out of the ground. You can say, well, that's not what's happening in California. There's plenty of oil in California, plenty of it being sucked out. And so these Teutonic plates that are really responsible for holding the upper crust of the earth together, when there's nothing, I mean, think about it this way. When you have a bathtub full of water and you drain it out, if you put a boat on top of the water to play with or your children playing, when the water goes out, it goes down to the bottom of the tub. It's gone. The water's gone. So everything lowers and the what's on the surface is changed structurally. And so with all of the oil coming out of the ground, what do you think is going to happen? I believe that that's responsible for a lot of the shifting. The plates shift anyway, but this may have exacerbated it somewhat. But just think in your own mind, how much oil we, I mean, just to think that we're using 32 million gallons, barrels a day that come out of those areas.
Which are 32 gallons apiece.
Right. They are the 55-gallon drums. They're smaller. But then we have the same amount of production in the Americas between what's coming out of the ground in Canada, Mexico, and America. We have almost that much. And we're using less of it. More people, more cars, but we're using less fuel. There are people in the Midwest who are this weekend paid 99 cents a gallon for gasoline.
Mm.
All right? 99 cents a gallon. How long has it been?
1970-something.
Yeah, I think it was the 70s, wasn't it? Because when Jimmy Carter became president, the prices went crazy.
Yes.
And then when Reagan came in, they sort of modified, and they went down to $2 and stuff. But man, I'd love to get Newt Gingrich on and have him reflect on gas ought to be $2.50 a gallon. Okay, what do you say now about those prices?
That's I mean, he's probably happy with where
I would think
now.
He would be. We all should be happy with it.
Here's a couple of things that pop into my head, and you've got to put your tinfoil hat on for a couple of them.
I do, or everybody does?
Yeah, everybody. Just play along. Put your tinfoil on.
All right.
Since we no longer have a gold-backed dollar, how important is it for us to keep oil alive for the value of the dollar?
Mm-hmm.
That's one thing. Then I was talking to my my buddy who wears a little bit of tinfoil on his head, a little bit more than me, and he thinks that Russia will basically do a land grab in Syria and try to wrangle themselves into that area a little bit more than they are right now and get into the oil business more than
plausible.
They are. Just
it's plausible.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's plausible.
So
I don't know what,
keep an eye on that.
Depends on who's the next president as to whether that
right.
gets
and that's exactly what he said. He wants to do it while President Obama is still in office.
Right.
Because if President Trump gets into office, Putin's like, that guy's crazy, huh?
All right. By the way, Trump once again said yesterday, because of his being disrespected, I don't think that's the word he used, but the fact that he's being the pledge, his pledge to the RNC is in default because of the way they are talking about him, the way they're trying to scoot him out. So he says, I'm not sure I'm going to keep my pledge. I may, if they figure out a way to keep me from getting the nomination, then I'll run as an independent. What a ticket. Trump and Bloomberg together. How would that be for a ticket?
Stop it with the Bloomberg.
Come on. Think about that. Trump
it.
And Bloomberg.
Doug,
yay!
Crazy with the Bloomberg.
Yay!
But I'll tell you what.
Yay!
I wasn't Trump kind of and then I didn't like him and now I'm kind of again. But I've got his back on this one. They're treating him horribly.
Yeah, well, they are.
They are scared to death of what he is doing to the Republican Party. Mm. And I don't see why not. You should treat them like this. Donald.
16 to 15. Let's give people the accurate number, Richie. 15 past the hour here on Good Day.
How big is Rite Aid's Big Point event? Plenty big. The more participating products you buy with Wellness Plus with Plenty, the more Plenty points you earn through February 27th. Earn 2,000 points when you spend $100, another 1,500 when you get to $150, and yet another 1,500 at $200. That's up to 5,000 Plenty points worth at least $50 in savings. Only at Rite Aid. With us, it's personal. Earning based on total purchases from 131 to 227.16. Limit 5,000 Plenty points per card. Plenty is a rewards program. Terms and conditions apply. See Plenty.com/terms for details.
I'm Jane Applegate, small business expert, with another tip for growing your business, brought to you by Grasshopper, the entrepreneur's phone system. Business owners are always on the run, but staying connected and organized is really essential to your success. A way to do both? Set up multiple extensions for callers to choose from and have your calls forwarded. This way you'll never miss a call, and you can prioritize based on the extension selected. Take the important calls now and get back to the rest later. Keep listening for more ideas here, and visit grasshopper.com.
Like the taste of fresh apples? Try an Angry Orchard hard cider. At Angry Orchard, we believe in tradition. That's why we use apples from a 100-year-old orchard. It takes two apples to make each bottle of Angry Orchard. So raise a glass to a time when apples were best served in a pint glass. Angry Orchard, when you're looking for something a little different. Crisp, refreshing, and not too sweet. Just like me. Angry Orchard hard cider. Branch out.
Angry Orchard Cider Company, Cincinnati, Ohio. Drink responsibly.
Hey, you woke up today. Big win. Time for a reward. Right now at Burger King, get two hot and flaky croissant breakfast sandwiches for just $4. That's two croissant for just $4 at Burger King. I'll die with crispy bacon, fluffy egg, and melted cheese, and they're two for $4. That's a breakfast deal so good, you may just become a morning person. Get the two for $4 croissant deal today, only at Burger King. Limited time only, price and participation vary.
7-Eleven now has these amazing new breakfast melts. And they're only $2.99. Bacon.
We are experiencing technical difficulties. Our announcer decided to try the product. He was trying to explain 7-Eleven has two new melts that are toasted in-store. A bacon, egg, and cheese, and a sausage bacon and cheese. Both with thick-cut hickory-smoked bacon and aged cheddar cheese served on an artisan ciabatta roll for only $2.99.
Only at 7-Eleven.
Yeah, only at 7-Eleven.
I'm already getting tired of that commercial. Doug Stephan Good Day program. All right, Richie, the Pope has been making headlines during his visit to Mexico.
Yep.
And Donald Trump says the Pope is getting political, maybe too much so.
The Pope is a very political person. I think he doesn't understand the problems our country has. I don't think he understands the danger of the open border that we have with Mexico. And I think Mexico got him to do it because Mexico wants to keep the border just the way it is because they're making a fortune and we're losing.
He's right. So the Pope has been talking about migrants who seem to be following him toward the United States. Here's Jessica Wakefield, who's on a blog site called On Demand News, talking about one part of his agenda, the Pope's agenda in this current trip.
As well as visiting some of the most marginalized parts of Mexico, the Pope's expected to authorize the use of native languages for mass in a bid to stem a tide of Protestant conversions. This local said he'd come to see the head of the Catholic Church because he thinks he carries a message of humility and equality for all. And it seems that the reasons behind the pontiff's visit haven't gone unnoticed.
I think he's bringing a message, yes, of peace. And I don't know too many of the specifics. I'm looking forward to hear what he has to say. But I think he's picking the regions in Mexico that are particular, the north and the south, where people particularly would like his visit.
Pope Francis has been active in engaging South America, as well as being expected to authorize translations of the liturgy on this visit. Last year, he apologized for the role that the church played in the conquest of Latin America.
Yeah. What about America? Well, the conquest of Latin America was when the Catholic Church, during the reign of Queen Isabella of Spain in the late 1400s, the late 15th century, sent over emissary. And then we know Christopher Columbus sailed the ocean blue in 1492. It wasn't to explore. It was to get converts for the Catholic Church, supposedly to find a new trade route to India. And thus the name of the islands where the West Indian did you know that's where that name comes from, Richie?
No.
They're called the West Indian Islands because Columbus thought he was in India. He thought he'd got the West. So, at any rate, here is one thing that did take the focus off politics during a visit to a children's hospital. A young girl being treated for cancer sang Ave Maria to the Pope. Very nicely done.
Today, more than ever, it's imperative that you protect your digital privacy. EDEC Digital Forensics Signal Blocking Anti-Radiation Anti-Surveillance Faraday Bags shield the contents of your phones, tablets, and key fobs from 4G, Wi-Fi, GPS, Bluetooth, NFC, and more. Find us at edecdf.com/radio or call us now at 805-222-4584. That's 805-222-4584. Radio listeners get 20% off your order.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
So from the Grammys last night, a musical tribute to Glenn Frey of the Eagles and Jackson Browne, who became the lead singer with the passing of Frey. Well, at least for last night, Richie thinks he would be the perfect one to fill in on the road for Frey, and I think it does very smooth.
Remember the history of the Eagles. Glenn Frey and Don Henley lived in the same apartment building as Jackson Browne, and Frey lived right above Jackson Browne.
Uh-huh.
And Frey heard Jackson Browne's trying to write this song, and he got stuck on it and just couldn't finish it. So Frey asked Jackson Browne, can I take a whack at it? And he was the one who finished the song. So the Eagles released it on their album. And then later, Jackson Browne released it on his album. And it was a bigger hit with the Eagles than it was with Jackson Browne. So if you're going to continue the Eagles, it's a natural fit to have Jackson Browne do it in Glenn Frey's place. Otherwise, shut it down.
Yeah. Well, we kind of like it. This is a great song. Anyway, and was received very well at the Grammys last night.
And it was good to see Bernie Ledden back on guitar with the Eagles. He was their original guitar player before Joe Walsh came in, and he did a good job.
Was Joe Walsh there?
Joe Walsh was there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so they were all together.
Timothy B. Schmidt, Joe Walsh, Don Henley.
You know, they closed off that whole area on the Staples Center in mid-morning. So for 7 or 8 hours, the traffic in Los Angeles has been nuts. Last week, Obama was here for 2.5 days, made it miserable to get around. That foolish L.A. marathon that they run for no good reason, that's screwed up everything on Sunday. And then this thing last night, if you try to get in or out of downtown L.A., forget about it. But it was for good God, this is a good
show.
Forget
about it.
Forget about it. All right, so we move from the tribute to Glenn Frey to a tribute Lady Gaga did to David Bowie, which was also quite well received. Here's an excerpt of that. Sort of a musical medley, if you will. She's a good choice for this.
Oh, perfect.
And she did all of the costume changes.
She did his Ziggy Stardust. She had the red hair. She looked a lot like him, really.
Yeah. She's capable of that sort of thing. Irish, you know what you like?
Hold on one second.
The Stevie Wonder tribute to Maurice White of Earth, Wind, and Fire.
Yeah, it was great.
Why don't you play an excerpt from that, 1601?
10 more seconds. Yeah, she does a good job with it. She's really talented. All right.
She is.
The Stevie Wonder thing to Maurice White was really good. It was with the a cappella band. I can't remember their name. So they did the instrumentation with their voices, and Stevie sang.
Maurice White, may you rest in eternal bliss and peace.
I thought this was great.
We come together on a special day. This message lies there.
Sing it loud and green.
Looking back, we touch on some of that. Your past may disappear.
The Pentatonix. Yeah, the Pentatonix, that's what I was trying to say. 20. You want to listen to a little more of this?
Yeah, one thing that was one thing that was great is after this, it was just Stevie Wonder and the Pentatonix standing up on stage.
Yeah.
No big production or anything like that. And then after that, they went to give away the next Grammy. And Stevie did the reading, and he said, and, you know, the next winner is blah, blah, blah. And he opened the envelope, and he's like, ha, ha, you guys can't read this, can you? Because it was in Braille.
So really?
He had fun with the audience.
Oh.
And he held the answer up for the TV to see, but he's like, you can't read it, can you?
Really?
Yeah.
Isn't that cool?
That's when, and he gave the award to Ed Sheeran, and Ed Sheeran was like, I just received a Grammy from Stevie Wonder.
I know.
Imagine that.
Huh?
Put that in your brain.
Touch, you have to pinch yourself to sort of get in on that action. All right, food for thought, music for thought, music to enjoy, all part of the experience here on Good Day at 29 minutes past the hour.
Do you struggle to fall asleep because there's too much on your mind? Do you wake up in the morning tired and irritable? Help is available. Call for a free supply of Somnipure, the non-prescription sleep aid that promotes relaxation and deep REM sleep. Somnipure is already a bestseller at Walmart, CVS, and Walgreens. But for a limited time, listeners in your area can try a free supply. That's right. Cover the small cost of shipping and handling, and you'll get a free supply of Somnipure. For details, call 1-800-938-1490. Finally, you can fall asleep faster and stay asleep through the night. And with Somnipure, you'll wake up refreshed with energy for your work, your family, and your romantic life. Somnipure is already taking Walmart by storm, but if you hurry, you can try a free supply. Call 1-800-938-1490. 1-800-938-1490. 1-800-938-1490.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
You're fired.
According to the Small Business Administration, 75% of small businesses plan to eliminate jobs or reduce workers' hours to part-time.
You're fired.
According to Gallup, the unemployment rate recently jumped to nearly 9%, and the underemployment rate hit a staggering 17.9%.
You're fired.
One out of three young adults and one out of two recent college graduates are underemployed. Hello, I'm Keith Abel, a pharmacist and a home business entrepreneur. In 2011, I became one of those statistics myself. Instead of looking for another job in corporate America, I joined Dr. Joel Wallet, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. We're creating steady incomes for ourselves and would like to show you how to do the same. If you want to supplement your current income, replace your income, so you don't have to become one of the statistics, then give me a call toll-free at 866-257-3105, 866-257-3105.
You're fired.
Don't wait till you hear those words. Start creating an extra income today, 866-257-3105.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Sciatica, lower back pain, hip pain, poor posture. If you suffer from any of these problems, get ready to relax. Introducing an amazing product that's been in the market for over 25 years, the Sacro Wedgie. It was invented by a football coach using a common sense osteopath technique. He created this device to help his athletes by isolating and supporting the sacrum, which is the keystone of our anatomy. This wedge-shaped bone is in the center of our hips, where a lot of pain starts. Simply relax 20 minutes daily on the amazingly simple Sacro Wedgie and let gravity do the work, helping muscles rebalance and start releasing nerves. Sit in the Sacro Wedgie at the computer or while traveling to help correct posture to finally help relieve those stubborn aches and pains for only $33.95. It's made in the USA, so click the family-owned website at sacrowedgie.com, spelled S-A-C-R-O-W-E-D-G-Y.com, or call 1-800-737-9295. That's 1-800-737-9295. Relax your back pain away with the Sacro Wedgie.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral. Don't pick on the IRS alone. I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes. I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral.
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Things. Tuesday, that's Hillary Clinton. Tuesday, the 16th of February.
That button is not going to get.
I know.
It'll get a lot of use.
All right, it's the 16th of February. We're halfway through the month and then some. Happy Valentine's Day, belatedly. The folks who are in Florida are being scared again by the news media.
Yeah.
Sarah for the news, boys. Black tip sharks.
Oh, yeah.
Are all over the place, migrating to Florida, just like a lot of people do from the north. They come down from the north. Florida Atlantic University biologist Dr. Stephen Cajura studies the black tips and their migration patterns that go up and down the Atlantic coast. There's a video that you can see at DougStephan.com, which this biologist shot. He was looking around for black tips, and they have finally shown up. Sharks usually come in mid-January, end of January. The waters off the coast of Palm Beach have been empty until a week or so ago. Now there are 10,000 of these sharks swimming just off the coast of Palm Beach, Singer Island, Vero Beach, down from Melbourne, that whole area down there where the water... what comes across the Atlantic, the Gulf Stream... starts in the North Sea just above England and goes across the Atlantic and hits landfall at Daytona. And the sharks are looking for warmer water, and the water is quiet. I was in the, did you see the picture we posted of Megan and Miles and me at the beach yesterday?
I did.
Yeah, it was very, just a great afternoon. So Miles is sticking his feet in the water, really kind of for the first time. We brought him to the beach before, but not sticking.
How does he like the sand? My daughter,
he loves
the sand.
Oh, he loves it. Playing around, he had the greatest time picking it up and squeezing it and getting the texture of it. We put him in the water, and I said there were, there was a guy who was near us. He was complaining about the temperature of the water. I said, sir, this is California. The Pacific water is always colder than the Atlantic. If you would like to have a better experience swimming, go to Palm Beach. He looked at me and he said, I just moved here. I said, well, you made the wrong choice if you want warm water because you're not going to find it here. But the water was quite invigorating, quite refreshing. Don't see any sharks here. At least I don't remember ever seeing any sharks on the shoreline. But, man, plenty of them off the coast of Palm Beach. The El Nino may have affected this to a certain extent. Warming ocean temperature is playing a role because of El Nino. The black tips will probably be around for a while, and then they'll do what they always do, head north for the summer, right? Snowbirds. Instead, there's snow sharks.
Yes, everybody does it.
Right. Let's do it like the sharks.
I heard a report last week saying that shark attacks for last year were up slightly, but still the, few of them were fatal.
Yeah.
And
they don't like
you have
the taste
a better
of human.
Chance of hitting the lottery. Right, yeah. They definitely don't like the taste of you. Me, a little better they might like.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I eat cows and stuff, so pigs. So they might like me a little better. I'm bigger.
Tastes better. Your body tastes better.
Yeah, definitely. So it is the news again, scaring us.
Yeah, scary. Okay, this may or may not scare you. It may be something you contemplate. You may think, oh, there's a viral video showing a group of employees at Carrier Air Conditioning's Indianapolis plant as they are told that 1,400 of them will lose their jobs unless they want to move to Mexico. So Carrier is doing what so many other companies are doing and what the politicians, at least on the Republican side, they get it in terms of taxation, and the Democrats don't get it. And that's you have somebody in that wants to tax more the corporations. Might as well prepare for unemployment at 15% because these companies will be running. They won't be walking. They'll be running to get out of America. So here's how employees have reacted to the announcement by Carrier Air Conditioning.
It became clear that the best way to stay competitive and protect the business for long term is to move production from our facility in Indianapolis to Monterrey, Mexico. Center from Indianapolis as well. Relocating our operations to Monterrey will allow us to maintain high levels of product quality, high competitive prices, and continue to serve the extremely price-sensitive marketplace. I want to be clear, this is strictly a business decision.
So, I don't understand why they presented it this way. Why would
either.
You? I don't get this.
What
do you think they're going to do?
A couple of hundred people.
Right. You think they're going to be happy? Hey, that's great. You're moving my job to Mexico. I'll go on unemployment. Hooray.
Yeah, what kind of response did you think you were going to get?
Here's a radio host in Indianapolis named Tony Katz who talked about this on his radio program yesterday.
Who the heck says quiet down? What schoolyard do you think you're in? You don't approach people like this. First of all, I'm not saying this is a union issue. I don't know yet. The conversation I'm hearing about is regulatory burden. That's not a union issue. There are plenty of problems with unions. You know where the problem rarely is? With the rank and file. The 1,400 people who just got told, too bad for you, you're out. The Marco Rubio school of staying on point and being tone deaf is where this guy went. Please quiet down. He's lucky people didn't bum rush the stage.
He is.
Yeah, and that's a very interesting.
It takes a lot of guts to stand up on that stage and throw that.
Well, either that or a lot of stupidity.
Yeah.
So the regulatory problems stem from the state of Indiana chasing after Carrier. Here's a reporter on the local Indianapolis television station.
The state has awarded nearly $200,000 in grant money specifically for job training to Carrier since 2013. And now less than 3 years later, more than 1,000 employees are learning that they will be out of work. Today, Governor Pence is directing the IEDC, the state agency, the Indiana Economic Development Corporation, to review all state taxpayer incentives that have been offered to this company.
Mm-hmm. So there are people who are grubbing around. Now, that's a legitimate concern, it would seem to me. If you give the company a lot of grants and taxpayer money, and then you say, hey, oh, we're going anyway.
Something. But if the feds are crushing you from the other end, what do you do?
Well, there's a reality question here, Richie. Here is Robert James, or R. Robert and Anna Burris. They work at Carrier. They don't know what they're going to do now.
This facility is not losing any money. If it was losing money, I think these things would be a little bit more better understood.
With my age, it would be very hard for me to really find another job because I'm at the age of 60 right now. And in 3 more years, it really, who will hire me?
Well, and there's a racial component to this that somebody's going to bring up. You can be sure of that. Here's a Carrier employee that's been with the company for 30 years.
It's been a very good company for me. Very good company. It was sad. Because we have a lot of young people and their livelihood. We have husbands and wives, and they depend on those jobs. It's going to affect a whole lot of families.
Mm-hmm. So, more, what's the song? Another one, Bites the Dust.
Yeah, and it's easy to see. This isn't rocket science here.
No.
Taxes
and whether it gets up to the bottom line.
Company with taxes, they have
too much government, too much interference. You know, they sugarcoated it. The average worker doesn't really understand what's going on at the top. And is it corporate greed? You can say all kinds of things if you want. I'll bet this will be a political football when it comes to the primaries in Indiana.
Oh, absolutely.
As well it ought to be. But under the circumstances, what goes into making a decision like that? Many companies are trying to get back to the United States. And it's not as easy to say, okay, well, I've decided I want to not stay in China anymore, not stay in Mexico. I'm coming back to the American worker. The American worker is not the problem for the most part. There are union problems for sure that have, over the past 25, 30 years, have instigated some of the moves. But most of it is government regulation, too much government. And why don't we get it? Why don't we understand? Why doesn't the average voter get it?
Okay, so now look at how much money the United States and the state of Indiana will lose in taxes from not only the company, but from all of the employees who will now not bring a paycheck home.
Yeah, unemployment, or they'll go get two jobs to take care of one.
Look at the flip-flop that state just took in financially.
Very frustrating. Woof. 40, woof, there I am again with my woof. 44, I wouldn't want to be like Hillary Clinton when I grow up. I want to sound like a dog. Woof, woof, woof. All right, let's... 44 after the hour on Good Day. Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, moms and dads, grandmas and grandpas, I would like to talk to you about your looks. How do you look? How's your hairline? Do you have the answer to your thinning hair? Do you know why it's going goodbye? Why is it waving goodbye? Well, if you are like most other people who have hair thinning problems, it isn't because of male pattern baldness. It isn't because of some disease. It's because you've used cheap shampoos and creams on your hair, and it's plugged up your pores so that when the hair falls out, nothing comes back in because the pores are plugged like cement because of this cheap product that you use, these cheap products. So you need something to cleanse your scalp. Get your hair so they can come back in. The fuzz will come back when you open up the pores and allow the hair to come back again. Provia works for both men and women. It's safe on colored hair, treated hair. The results are guaranteed. Your hair will come back or you'll get your money back. It's easy, simple. Get your hair back or your money back with Provia. All natural, safe, and better to be safe here than sorry, because I think most people look better with a head of hair, frankly. 800-525-8319. Wouldn't you agree with that? For the most part. Richie's got a good head of hair. Look at the pictures.
I would make a good bald guy. There are some people who really pull it off well.
Don't look bad.
That looks cool. Liddy.
Right, yeah.
When I worked with Gordon Liddy.
Gordon Liddy was there, yeah.
You look good, bald.
Yeah, yeah. But most people don't.
Right. Kojak, so, you know.
Yeah. Choose the no-brainer. 800-525-8319. It is Provia, your best choice and your best chance. Clinical-grade botanical extracts that work against the main causes of hair loss and hair thinning. So let's get on it. 800-525-8319. Order now and get the amazing Super Concentrate. So you get regular Provia and Super Concentrate Provia for faster, more noticeable results. Again, get your hair back or your money back with Provia at 800-525-8319.
7-Eleven now has these amazing new breakfast melts. And they're only $2.99. Take it.
We are experiencing technical difficulties. Our announcer decided to try the product. He was trying to explain 7-Eleven has two new melts that are toasted in-store. A bacon, egg, and cheese, and a sausage bacon and cheese. Both with thick-cut hickory-smoked bacon and aged cheddar cheese served on an artisan ciabatta roll for only
$2.99. Only at 7-Eleven.
Yeah, only at 7-Eleven.
Kid, this facility is like a ship. So how do I keep us on course without micromanaging every detail? Easy, with Grainger. Grainger's online tools help give me the visibility I need. I can shop, order, and manage all our activities. Oversee purchases, control costs, all while you guys get to order what you need when you need it. I run a tight ship, kid. I run it with Grainger. Get it? Got it? Good. Learn more at Grainger.com/online purchasing. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Have you ever wondered what life would be like without diabetes? I'm Jerry Mathers. I was the Beaver on TV's Leave It to Beaver, and I used to be just like you. See, my doctor said I only had 3 to 5 years to live. That meant I wasn't going to see or hold my grandbabies. I knew I needed to do something about my diabetes and get healthy. I wish I had a plan all written out for me back then. Now there is one. A fast-track system called the Diabetes Solution Kit that can get your blood pressure and sugars under control. Some say it worked for them in just 30 days or less. Best of all, no drugs. It's easy to follow, too. If I can get my diabetes under control, you can, too. Here's how to get your copy of the Diabetes Solution Kit today.
If you'd like to normalize your blood sugar and stop taking your diabetes medication completely with your doctor's approval, go to diabetic11.com for your free video. That's diabetic11.com. Reverse your diabetes in as little as 30 days by going to diabetic11.com now.
All right, we are at 48 minutes after the hour now on the Good Day program. I want to kind of put the cap on this discussion of what happened in Oregon last week, last month. As the year began, there were a number of people, as you know, the standoff in Oregon at the refuge, the wildlife refuge, the FBI there intimidating everybody. There were a lot of people on YouTube who voiced their support. I was in support of what they were protesting, not necessarily the way they did it, but I think they're right about government land. And with that in fact, as we think about what really drew the most attention, I found a reminder of what this was all about. This is a report from Jason Carroll about the government and how much land is owned by them.
You might say the issue of federal land is a big story, especially when you consider how much land the feds actually own. 650 million acres. That's more than one quarter of all the land in the United States. So which agencies control the majority of all of those millions of acres? Well, there are actually four. The Forest Service, the National Parks Service, the Bureau of Land Management, and the Fish and Wildlife Service. Another point that most people probably don't realize is most of the federal government's land is concentrated in the West. Over half of the land in the 11 western states and Alaska is owned by the federal government. With all that federal land in the West, it may be one of the reasons why some of the more controversial cases involving land ownership pop up in that part of the country, such as the standoff in Oregon involving protesters supporting two ranchers imprisoned for arson on federal land, and that Clive Bundy standoff in Nevada. That was the dispute that began over unpaid grazing fees on federal land.
All right, so you heard me say this this 100 times, 1,000 times. As a farmer, I take a strong stand. The government owns too much land. They're trying to control too much land. It's like everything else. Too much government, too much control, too much involvement. Just remember the old song, this land is your land, this land is my land, this land is our land. 51 after on Good Day.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Chronic inflammation is now known to block your ability to repair and compromises your immune system, making you more vulnerable to all diseases. Since poor diet, injuries, or stress are all contributing factors, many people suffer from inflammation. Your body's number one means of neutralizing inflammation and the pain that it may be causing is glutathione. Glutathione is the body's number one peptide to neutralize free radicals and thus stop inflammation.
Hi, my name is Jason. I'm 44 years old. For 10 years, I had been suffering from chronic pain in my abdomen and groin that radiated down into my feet. After 3 weeks on One World Way, the pain in my feet reduced by 50% and the overall pain in my body reduced significantly as well. I ran out of One World Way and the pain returned. I got another container, and again, after 3 weeks, the pain reduced significantly throughout my body. I'd highly recommend One World Way to anyone dealing with chronic pain due to inflammation.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
So are you an architect?
I am not, I'm in fish.
Oh, that's where the smell is coming from.
Yeah, I was feeding a walrus this morning. I thought I got most of it off of me, but I guess I didn't.
Jason,
oh, I forgot about that.
Great play on this song. Uh-huh. Listen to that.
I'll stop the world and melt you.
Simple balance.
We should know best. Dream of better lives. The kind which never hit. We should see why.
You had plans and a life before you met me, and now all you have time for is to make me fall in love with you every day.
All I do, I gave a penguin a bath today.
Very sweet movie.
I don't think that's an option, Lisa.
Linda.
I know, I changed your name for your protection.
Very likable, as usual. This was the number one movie this week in 2004. I think it was about here, Richie, when I began to like Adam Sandler.
When you stop thinking of him as just kind of moronic. And,
yeah, right, exactly.
Yeah, started to kind of see his formula.
He had a formula. He could act. He brought in good people to work with him. Likeable stories about likable people. And it's good stuff. No wonder he made that deal with Amazon for, what, 3 movies?
Yeah.
He makes about $30 million apiece on each one of them.
What's not to like? He puts average guys and average girls together, and everybody wins in the end. It's a nice...
That's a wonderful feeling, right? Yeah. And Jason Mraz did the theme from the movie 50 First Dates, I Melt With You. You know, what was that a play on? What was the original?
Simple Minds.
Yeah, but what was the song originally called?
I'll Stop the World.
Stop the World, I think, yeah.
Adam Sandler really kind of hits it for that age group. Me,
him,
he and I are the same age.
Me.
And with the music.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, the Van Halen, the Simple Minds, the, you know, all that stuff. Billy Idol.
Smart. I mean, everybody pays so much attention to the millennials. Nobody's paying any attention to people your age and my age anymore. Hello, we're still here. We're still buying. We're still significant. Ding, 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 ding. 56 past the hour. Some movie news. Well, I'm going to do a review of Deadpool. Again, I got my tickets on Fandango, so they asked me to review the movie. I'm very eager to do that with your help. Up next here on Good Day. Stand by.
Millions of people have switched to Sprint this past year. To celebrate, we're extending our 50% off promotion so you don't have to miss out. Switch to Sprint today and save 50% off most Verizon, AT&T, or T-Mobile rate plans for a limited time only. And now, you can save $200 instantly when you get the Samsung Galaxy Note 5 or Galaxy S6 and trade in your working smartphone. All this on the Sprint network, which is faster, more reliable, and has better coverage than ever. So why wouldn't you switch today? This special offer is available for a limited time only. So hurry in. Visit a Sprint store or Sprint.com to learn more.
Claim based on Sprint's analysis of average LTE download speeds using Nielsen and MP data. Speeds may vary. Offer coverage not available everywhere. Excludes taxes, surcharges, add-on, and premium content. Subject to new line port activation fee and credits. See website for eligible plans. Savings until 2018 after pay full amount. Requires trade-in of current working smartphone. Limit one per line. Restrictions apply.
Remember when a small business needed a landline? Today, landlines are a thing of the past with Grasshopper, the entrepreneur's phone system. On the road, at the beach, or at home, Grasshopper helps you grow your business. Get all the features of a business phone system and the freedom of a cell phone with our iPhone and Android apps. Features include multiple extensions for your team, calls forwarded to your mobile phones, voicemails transcribed and emailed, and so much more. See how it works at grasshopper.com, the entrepreneur's phone system.
All right, 57 past the hour on Good Day. The man who spent $1,200 on the first comic book featuring Spider-Man is going to sell it at auction, and the price, the opening bid, is $400,000.
Sure, absolutely.
Walter Yablonsky, 60 years of age, loved comic books. He bought a collection of them for $1,200 36 years ago. He hoped one day it would be worth something and his investment will pay off. The comic in which Spider-Man appears for the first time in pristine condition, opening bid, $400,000.
Good for him.
So, yeah, is there a Spider-Man versus somebody? We got Superman and Batman coming up. Chucker, who's not here with us today, has got this theory, Richie, about the all of these superheroes like we had. This horrible piece of trash, Deadpool, is sort of a superhero with some of the people involved over the weekend. All these people are going to get together and have a big fight, apparently. That's what Chucker seems to have one big movie, put them all together. Oy.
Well, yeah, there has been talk about that, though. Everybody being together, like a melee.
Right.
WWF.
Yeah, right. It looks like a WWE or F or whatever it is. Oy. Oy. 59 past the hour. This is a good day.
Winter has just begun, and are you already tired of being cold? How would you like to never be cold again? This is Dale with Fortress Clothing, and I'm here to tell you, you will never be cold again with Fortress. If you're tired of freezing your butt off, elk hunting, sitting in a tree stand, deer hunting, winter camping, fishing, ice fishing, no longer fear the cold. If you snowmobile, ski, snowboard, get Fortress. Sledding with the kids, shoveling the walks, shopping, or if you or your spouse get cold feet at home, get Fortress. If you're stuck outside working in the cold or find yourself in an emergency situation, get our winter bug out bag and you will never be cold again. Fortress is the answer, so quit complaining and go to fortressclothing.com. It's a mid-layer garment that goes with anything you want to wear. Enter coupon code radio and get 20% off any item. Go now while we still have inventory. FortressClothing.com.